for Wayne Schmidt, who is a Republican from the Traverse City area. And essentially what it would do is it would be having Michigan join 30 other states that have done this. And essentially saying that, and we talked to a leader from Haven yesterday, that the very fine women's shelter in Oakland County, who said this is an ongoing problem, that even after convictions have been obtained, that if that abuser under misdemeanor charge, usually they're out in less than a year, has the ability to possess a gun, they can continue to threaten and intimidate their victims. And it's an ongoing problem, Anne. And you and I have heard about this from the victims themselves.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one question for Senator Chang is, this is obviously a great effort, really important legislation. But if somebody is intent on abusing somebody and they really want to, how does this prevent that guy?
How effective is it really?
Yes.
Yeah. And the other thing, and I think we, if I'm not mistaken, are joined by Representative Stephanie Chang, who's at the other end of our line. Stephanie Chang, good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, join the conversation that we were having already with ahead of you, if you will. Just how pervasive is this problem? Where does the genesis come from? And as you're taking testimony from victims, what are they telling you about their harassers and their abusers owning weapons?
Sure. Yeah. So thanks so much again for the opportunity. You know, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it's a really important time to talk about these issues. We know that actually across the country, more and more states have adapted legislation to really protect domestic violence survivors. There's so much research out there that shows that, domestic violence is something that escalates. So something that might be more minor in the beginning, you know, the second, third, fourth time, might be something that's more deadly. And so when you have a gun in the situation, the chances that someone may die just increases very much. And so by taking the gun out of the situation, we know that we can actually save lives. And so it's something that I think we really need to do to protect the safety of survivors.
Okay, do we know, I know we know that in theory, and it makes
We know it for
it
fact.
It makes sense.
There's research that shows. I mean, because there is federal, you know, there is a federal law on the books, and we know that in states as well that have passed this type of legislation that we've seen the results. So you know, is it going to prevent all domestic violence? No, of course not. But it can prevent people from being killed because we know that having a gun in this situation makes it much more deadly.
Well, because as Anne and I were talking when we were trying to connect with you, it's we also know this, that if an abuser wants to continue abusing, wants to intimidate, wants to threaten, they don't really give a darn whether they're breaking the law or not. They're going to either get a gun illegally, and if they want to kill their estranged spouse, they may still do it. So I was just concerned whether or not it's really that effective, given the fact that abusers will continue to abuse.
Well, I mean, I think the thing is that we know, again, like I mentioned, domestic violence is an issue that, we have to attack from all angles. And this is one tool. Like, do I think that this is going to solve all problems? No, of course not. But it is important that we save lives. And we know from the data that we will.
Okay.
And so I think that's why you see bipartisan support, why you see domestic violence groups supporting this legislation. That's why you see prosecutors like Kim Worthy. We've worked with her for 4 or 5 years on this bill because
sure.
We know that local prosecutors want to have these tools to be able to prosecute, to be able to hold people accountable, and also to also really make sure that we're protecting people in situations where their intimate partner, things could turn deadly.
This one of the things that I heard from a listener yesterday was asking whether this is the best avenue. And he asked the question, why not just make domestic violence and domestic abuse and domestic assault a felony? Then they will fall under the existing law.
So there are various levels of domestic violence offenses. There are definitely felony domestic violence charges that can be filed. what we're getting at here is the fact that misdemeanor domestic violence is something that people can sometimes maybe plead down to,
right,
or might be something that might be, you know, the first instance or the second instance where it might be a little bit more minor. But we know that future occurrences, things could escalate because sometimes that's what happens in a situation. And mm-hmm. so, you know, that's why we really want to take seriously those misdemeanor domestic violence situations. We want to really make sure that we're, you know, looking at those perpetrators and saying, you know, are these people that really should have a gun in their possession,
right,
knowing what their background is with domestic violence?
One of the other concerns that I heard, and it really was a concern more than a criticism, is that I heard someone say, you know, this is kind of a one strike and you're out scenario, with little discretion for the myriad of extenuating circumstances that may surround each and every unique domestic incident. Is there a better avenue here that gives more discretion than just an outright ban, perhaps something like a red flag law, where a judge would have discretion to weigh all of the extenuating factors?
Okay, so yeah. So, you know, since you mentioned the red flag laws, that's something that I definitely support. That's another piece of legislation that's out there that my, you know, I've co-sponsored in the past, and it's definitely something that I would support. However, that those bills have not gone anywhere. And so I think it is something where, you know, we have to look at things from every angle.
Right.
So this is another tool that we can use that, you know, domestic violence groups and prosecutors and others want to see happen. And so if there's a way that we can get this done and obviously continue to push for other laws as well, you know, we've got to take every approach that we can.
Representative Stephanie Chang, I know this is a four-bill package. You have two Republican, in fact, one very conservative Republican co-sponsors that have signed on to the different parts of the legislation. We'll be looking forward to seeing what happens next here. We thank you for your time, and it certainly is a deep concern we all have, and it's something that we all want to find a solution to.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time to talk about this very important issue.
Yeah, we covered a lot. Thank you. Representative Stephanie Chang.